That's such a weird ending for a song. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. Konnichiwa to you all.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
Great googly moogly.
In his own inimitable style, we present...
Jason Ferry. KX935.
Yes, Konnichiwa, what's up this morning? I'm back from Japan, as you can tell, and a lot of Japanese. Most important word I learned was sumimasen, which means I'm sorry, excuse me. That was very, very useful to me, as you can imagine, travelling around Japan for 2 weeks. How nice to be home, though. How nice to be back in Laguna Beach, California, and on the radio. It's KX93.5. Have you missed me? Don't answer that. Steve Whalen's been here. He's been lovely. He almost sounds a bit like me, actually. He's like me without the hairdo. Anyway, thanks to him for sitting in. But your station's back in a safe pair of hands now. So you can relax. Stop panicking. I don't know where Tyler is. He's somewhere around. He's not here, actually. I walked to the studio this morning. Very ridiculous. There's no one here. The lights are on. There's music blaring. It was like going back in your old dorm room. Anyway, Tyler's not here. He'll be back in a couple of days. I don't know exactly when. But it's just a very, very lovely morning here in California. I'm happy to be home. Good morning. Welcome to KX93.5. See you in a few moments. Yeah, that's Portishead there. They're from, Portishead. It's near Bristol in the UK. How are you? It's Daily Scramble Live, I guess, with me, Jason Fetty. And Tyler's not here, so I never know whether to call it Daily Scramble Live. When he's not here, because it's not really a scramble, it's just me scrambling. So, I don't know. Anyway, here I am, back in California after a long, 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 long holiday vacation in Japan, of all places. Very strange. Good. Well, this morning's show is going to include singer-songwriter Laura Jean Anderson. She's going to play live in the studio just after 9 o'clock, probably about that time. But not until Waldman's been here. For Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness, Mike Waldman comes in and talks about tracks and plays them, and we have a bit of fun. All right. Goodness me, how odd to be back on the radio. I hope you're well. How are you doing? You look great, and that's what's important. Leave a beautiful corpse, but not, hopefully, too soon. Here's Darwin Dees on KX93.5. Yes, Daily Scramble News now. Sorry about that, but... fiddly with the knobs here on first time back after 2 weeks away. All right, it's the news. Local news, 22-year-old female hiker was rescued Saturday after a friend she was hiking with called 911 when the woman passed out, authorities have said. The woman was hiking near Serrano Ridge in the Laguna Coast Wilderness when she became fatigued. An Orange County Fire Authority helicopter landed and picked her up. Captain William Lackey said she was flown, to Mission Hospital in Mission Viejo in stable condition. Also, authorities said it was a routine rescue and the helicopter was not affected by cloudy weather conditions. Laguna Beach sculptor Louis Longhi, his long-proposed plan to build a studio and communal workspaces for artists in Laguna Canyon, has met another legal obstacle. Orange County Superior Court Judge James DeCesare reset May 5th for a hearing over a lawsuit that has halted Longhi's progress, which was filed last March by Friends of the Canyon who oppose the building on ecological grounds. The suit asks the court to order the California Coastal Commission to rescind its January 2015 decision, granting a coastal development permit for Longhi's artist live work complex. San Diego lawyer Julie Hamilton alleges that the commission's decision should be revoked because its five members failed to file the required public disclosure documents in a timely manner about a meeting with a lobbyist hired by Longhi. We had no knowledge that these meetings occurred, she said. Ellie Thompson, a Los Angeles lawyer who represents Longhi and Domin Investment Group, doesn't believe the court will be swayed. I don't think there's any credence to it. It's a silly argument on their part, she said, calling the allegation nitpicking. Longhi remains intent on seeing his vision to fruition. I have not wavered one bit, said he. And in other news, organisers of the annual Patriots Day Parade looked out with sunny fair weather on Saturday, even as one of two storms soaked the area, as you know, within hours of the last entry making its way past the judges' grandstand outside of City Hall. A towering, colourful puppet that looked like a Burning Man refugee won the Grand Marshal's Trophy. In fact, the puppet was a leftover prop from last summer's Pageant of the Masters, which is the ultimate in recycling. The President's Trophy went to the Laguna Beach County Water District. Band sweepstakes went to Bassett High School of La Puente. And the Elementary School Band winner went to Laguna Beach Elementary School Band. Although not officially a winner, of course, your local radio station was represented by the KX93.5 El Camino and a plucky band of volunteers. Thank you to everybody who participated. All right. That's the news. I've finally got it out. Spit it out, boy. KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Big story this morning is about Maria Sharapova. She's in a bit of trouble. Oh, dear. Tennis champ Maria Sharapova, sponsors have moved quickly to distance themselves from her after the five-time Grand Slam tennis champion admitted failing a drug test. Nike suspended its relationship, and Tag Heuer, you know, the watch manufacturers, cut its ties. Nike said it was saddened and surprised at her admission that she tested positive for a banned substance at the Australian Open in January. Sharapova said she'd been taking this drug Meldonium? Sounds like a Star Wars planet, doesn't it? Since 2006, on the advice of her family doctor, she talked to journalists yesterday, got a little recording of that. See if we can get that to play on the air. Hang on a minute. If I turn this thing off here, maybe play this here. Here's Maria Sharapova yesterday.
I wanted to let you know that a few days ago I received a letter from the ITF that I had failed a drug test at the Australian Open. I did fail the test, and I take full responsibility for it. I was given this medicine by my doctor for several health issues that I was having back in 2006. I was getting sick a lot. I was getting the flu every couple of months. I had irregular EKG results, as well as indications of diabetes with a family history of diabetes. I take great responsibility and professionalism in my job every single day, and I made a huge mistake. I've let my fans down. I've let the sport down that I've been playing since the age of four that I love so deeply. I know that I face consequences, and I don't want to end my career this way, and I really hope that I will be given another chance.
We'll see, won't we? I don't know. So this Meldonium drug that Maria Sharapova seems has been taking is a banned substance. It's meant for angina patients, but athletes like it because it's they say that it helps their endurance. There's no real proof of that, actually. It says that they possibly increases their ability to recover from intensive exercise. It's made in Latvia. It's widely available without prescription, low cost in the Eastern European countries, but it's not licensed in the United States. It's thought that hundreds of athletes have been using it. There's a lot more cases in the pipeline. Maria Sharapova is one of the highest paid female athletes, with earnings of over $30 million last year from winnings and endorsements. And it looks like that is pretty much coming to an end. Very sad to hear that each time. Maybe Meldonium should just sponsor the next Grand Slam, and we'll just see who's got the best drugs, and that'll be the way we do our sports from now on. I'll try and get Rick Conkey on the phone a bit later. He's a tennis professional in town. I'll see what he has to say about it. It's KX93.5, and I can prove it. KX93.5. See? KX93.5. Good morning. It's 25 to 8, something like that. Nice way to wake up in California here with the weather so nice and lovely and sweet and not too cold, not too hot and all of that. If you're not in California, well, sorry about that. It's easy to get here. There's a big road and you just drive down it. I did it a couple of days ago. Been in Japan for a couple of weeks, 2 weeks, in fact. And Wow, Japan, well, where do I begin? What a great place. What a bunch of nice people. Terrible food, terrible food. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I know, you've been eating your salmon sushi over there, salmon and cream cheese sushi, and you think, oh, that's Japanese food. I'm telling you, man, they eat some things that you just put in front of you, and you, oh, my God, are you kidding me? What? How did you come up with this? This must have taken you all day to make this, and it's just not edible for a human person, so I don't really know. I'm sure we'll talk more about that as time goes on, but in the meantime, you are with KX93.5. We are, of course, Laguna's only FM radio station. We play generational alternative rock and roll, Muse Arc, all day long. We do. Tyler Russell is not here. He's in the Emerald Isle. Actually, he's been in Ireland. I think he's in Scotland now. Funny thing, travelling, it really sort of puts you in the state of, wow, things are not exactly as I thought they were. We ascribe meaning to things that are not really meaningful unless you ascribe the meaning. He's been playing golf in Scotland, which here, of course, a posh game, businessman's game. In Scotland, working man's game. Do you know that? Good morning, it's KX93.5, Jason Ferry, back from Japan. Japan, wow. Tyler, as I say, is in Blighty. A jewel in a sea of velvet. He's over there in Britain. Not really England, of course. He's in Scotland. He's been looking after his roots there, trying to figure out where he's from. And he says he's Irish. McCusker, which is Tyler's real last name, sounds like a Scottish name to me. Usually it'd be O'Cusker, wouldn't it, in Ireland? I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's Celtic, anyway. And he's gone to Scotland, been playing golf, which he's discovered is a working man's game. I've been telling him that for ages. In Scotland, golf is a working man's game. Over here, of course, we think of it as sort of the pastime of businessmen making big deals on the golf course. Lots of golf courses in Japan. When you fly over, there's tons of golf courses everywhere. Nestled in the hills, they look like very nice courses. So Tyler's out there and he's been doing that. He's playing golf with his dad. The modern game of golf originated in 15th century Scotland, so it's Scottish by... Historically, it's Scottish, but the ancient origins are unclear and they are much debated among people who debate that kind of thing. Not, you know, I've never had a debate about it, frankly. They say it goes back to the Roman sport of Paganica, and it was banned in Scotland in 1457 as an unwelcome distraction to learning archery. So, you know, I don't know, archery's sort of posh man's game these days, isn't it? Loads of famous golf courses, because Tyler can't afford to go to St Andrews anywhere like that. Not on a DJ's wages. But he's out there, been playing golf, hanging out, having a good time. I've been texting him very weirdly for somebody like me, you know, like, I'm old school, I'm analog, you know, I was born in the 60s, so this whole digital age is not native to me, but very cool to be able to text back and forth. Because I was 17 hours ahead of the US, of the Pacific coast anyway, which makes things very strange. When you leave Tokyo, you arrive home before you set off. Wow. The world's great, isn't it? Here's some people to talk about some other aspects of the world. When we come back, more generational alternative rock and roll music on KX93.5. Laguna's only FM. Good morning. It's nearly 8 o'clock. Coming up to 8 o'clock, 5 to 8. PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, flowing nicely now. The world's awake and doing its thing that it does every day, pretty much. I was going to say so well, but it's not that great, is it? When you look at the news, ridiculous. Talking of great things, though, KX93.5 and the Marine Room present a night honouring Elvis Presley, believe it or not. Yes, we're going to do a load of these. Remember we did David Bowie night when he died a few weeks ago? And it was a heck of a night. It was a banger down there at the Marine Room, people lining up down the street. We decided to do a few more of these, see how it goes. We're calling them the Star Effers Ball. Yes, that's what we're calling it. And you'll see it around town. Anyway, the Marine Room have sort of shied away from that name, which we had agreed to. But anyway, never mind. That's what I'm calling it. And it's next Monday, March 14th. Starts at 8 p.m. There'll be 20 artists from around Orange County, Laguna Beach, all your old pals, people that you go and see, you know, around town in the bars and restaurants and stuff. And they'll get up and sing. There'll be a house band, and people get up and sing one, maybe two songs from this time, Elvis Presley. It's a totally brilliant idea. I'm glad somebody had it. I think it was me. Ha ha! But it's great because everybody gets to hang out together. Musicians get to hang out together. You can meet and greet and just stand around in the bar there and do what you got to do. Wait for your favourite guy to come on. Starts at 8 o'clock. Not sure what time it'll go on till. But it's $5 at the door unless you're a member of the station. If you're a member of the station, you get in free. How do you do that? Bring your membership card. It's as simple as that. Although Monica will be there on the door, Monica Sylvan. She knows everybody. So come on down next Monday night. Elvis Presley being honoured by your favourite musicians from around Laguna Beach. It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station. I'm Jason Fetty, you know. Oh, it's so nice to be home and the sun's out and everything and all that. It's had a bit of snow while I was in Japan, believe it or not. It was quite pretty. It was in Kyoto. Can you imagine all the shrines and everything and snow falling on the old Buddha? The old Buddha's just sitting there, not even bothered about anything. I'll still be here, he says, when you stop worrying and complaining about things. I'll still be sitting here in the snow. Ah, he's so great. But you see, it's all right for the Buddha because he's the Buddha, isn't he? He's the boss. Although they do say, if you see Buddha in the street, kill him, you know. They do say that. They say it. That's because you'll never see him in the street, see? Why am I going on about this? Oh, I don't know. You're stuck in traffic, aren't you, on Pacific Coast Highway? Something going on there. Don't know what it is, but Third Street Hill is closed. Certainly in the uphill direction. Use alternative routes, it says. So try Glenary if you like. But it's going to be a bit of a... It's going to be ongestoppt, as my Yiddish grandmother used to say. Difficult to get through, I think that's what that means. Australian rock band AC/DC are postponing the rest of their US tour. You see, everybody's going, aren't they? They're just dropping like flies here. Brian Johnson, the singer, has been warned he's going deaf. Well, I could have told him. I mean, really? Come on. The band posted a statement on their website saying doctors had advised Johnson to stop touring immediately or risk total hearing loss. Oh, no, poor lad. They said he'd like to be... They would likely perform with a guest vocalist. Pick me. In rescheduled shows later this year. Johnson, 68, has been the lead singer with AC/DC since 1980. After the demise of Bon Scott, of course. The news is the latest in a series of setbacks for the band. Former drummer Phil Rudd was convicted last year of drug possession and of making threats to kill. He served 8 months of home detention. Go home and think about yourself, you. And in 2014, it emerged that the founding member and guitarist Malcolm Young wouldn't be joining the band on tours because he's suffering from dementia. What a shame. Shame for him, shame for the band. They're losing their pal there, aren't they? The band released their latest album, which is called Rock or Bust. Rock or Bust. Well, seems a bit silly at this point, doesn't it, to have an album called Rock or Bust? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, that was in November of last year, and... 2014, excuse me. And they've been touring ever since to promote it. Good for them, I suppose. You know what? You can't quit, can you? If you sit down, you'll fall asleep at that age. Good morning. How are you, Laguna Beach? I tell you what, woof. Hey? It's... Oh, I don't know. I got back from Japan, what, Sunday? Sunday afternoon. It was. But I left Japan on Sunday afternoon, so that's weird, isn't it? Yeah, and Tokyo Airport, not the best airport in the world. It's like a street market in there. They're desperate to sell you everything. Lots of gelatinous blobs that they call food. The food was not great, I'm sorry. The sushi's good, whatever, but the sushi's good in town. Sushi's good here, seriously. I didn't spend a great deal of money, but... If you go to Tokyo and you go to one of these very expensive, you know, go to Hiro's place down in the underground at Shibuya or wherever the heck it is, and you could go down there and spend $500 on a piece of sushi, then fine. I guess that would be an experience. But honestly, just as good, the sushi here. The average sushi place in Tokyo, just as good. The rest of the food, of course, inedible to the Western taste. My palate, and it was very frustrating to me because I love food, as you know. When we have Chef Alan Miller here on a Friday, it's mind-blowing, the food he brings in, and it's all quite interesting, I think, but this, the food they are. We stayed in a couple of ryokans where they feed you and they bring you like seven or eight courses. Oh, my goodness. I was just embarrassed when the waitress would come back and she'd say, well, you didn't eat your gelatinous red bean paste thing. And I go, no, I did not. I was traveling with Dr. Joe Ferguson, who's a friend of mine, and used to live in town, now lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He doesn't eat anything that isn't, I don't know, steak, pretty much. We went to Denny's. We went to Denny's one morning. We'd been in Osaka. I'll tell this story again probably this week when Tyler gets back. We'd been to Osaka to watch sumo. It's a long story, but it was 8 o'clock in the morning. And we'd left Kyoto at 6 or something, and we drove to Osaka. And then we did this whole thing. And then after the sumo, it was freezing cold. Let's go get breakfast. Where can we get breakfast? Well, there's Denny's everywhere, so let's find a Denny's. I won't tell anybody, I said. I won't tell anybody, Joe, that we went and ate Denny's in Japan, because I posted it immediately afterwards. But they give you breakfast, and it is like breakfast. Like, you get some sort of bacon-ish-looking stuff, and the eggs are eggs. But they're very happy to eat cold eggs, Japanese. So the eggs come cold and almost raw, and then it's got a salad with it. And when I go to Denny's, frankly, I don't want a salad. I want breakfast. I want grease. We ate Kentucky Fried Chicken also while I was there. And that is basically, well, it's tempura chicken, isn't it? So that's pretty Japanese. Okay, I've got Rick Conkey on the phone. He's a local tennis pro, great tennis teacher, my tennis teacher. And it was your birthday, Rick.
Yeah, that's right.
I missed it because I was in Japan. How was it?
It was great. It's always fun to gather friends, you know, on occasion. I really don't care too much about the birthday thing. Doesn't really affect me too much, but it is kind of a nice excuse to get your friends together.
That's because you're only 35. Wait till you get to my age.
Yeah, you and I are the same age. Unbelievable.
I know, I was just trying to
see. We're almost identical.
And I was trying to give you an extra few years, mate. So, there's a story in the news today. That's why I wanted to talk to you about Maria Sharapova. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, you got it right.
All right. So Maria Sharapova is a Grand Slam tennis champion, five-time Grand Slam tennis champion. She's admitted to failing a drug test, and she came straight out. As soon as she got the letter from the tennis governing body, she's been on the all over YouTube and the news and everywhere telling everybody that she did, in fact, take this meldonium drug, whatever it is. What do you think about this, Rick?
Well, I think that a lot of top athletes try to find any way to gain advantage on opponents. They try to do it legally. I think in her case, it seemed like her doctor in 2006 actually prescribed it to her when it was legal. You know, it was only in the last year after many of the other drug tests came back on the ITF tour, which includes the WTA, the World Tennis, the Women's Tennis Association. A lot of the athletes were using that, and they did some research on the drug, and it did enhance the ability for athletes to recover in a quicker period. And so they went ahead and banned that as well. But it was only banned, I think, January last year.
And
it was prescribed under a different name to her, is my understanding. So she came out and she's handled it the best way she possibly could. You know, I'm not sure what type of an advantage it has. I don't think it has more of a recovery advantage. I know she was injured about a year and a half ago, so I'm sure that, things are, it's a different environment now. Things are seen through different lenses, and, I know tennis has a reputation that really tries to stay on top of that. Peter Korda, back of the Australian Open champion a while back, had to retire after allegations. I guess they found that he didn't pass a drug test, and that was anabolic steroids. That was a little bit more serious.
It's certainly, people are very sensitive to this, and people are worried about kids getting involved in drugs who are getting involved in sport. It used to be the kind of thing where you sent your kids to sport and you felt like that was the healthiest thing they could do. And now, of course, people are concerned about that, I think, more than anything. These guys, we set them up as sort of our champions and our heroes. And then something happens like this, and it puts a bit of takes the shine off a bit.
I think that's that is the bottom line right there. You want to have an even playing field. Otherwise, why even try it? Unless if you're going to do what professional baseball did a while back in professional football, it seems that you would have to take it in order to compete. And even in cycling, if you didn't take it, so, I mean, it's almost like you're forced to take the drug. So they've really been on top of it. And I think that she's handled it as best she could. I just, my only, you know, chuckle or whatever, and I'm not trying to put the racist issue into it, but if something happened like this with Serena Williams, and I wonder what reaction that would have had, you know, even if she handled it the same way, I'm sure, you know, just it's so funny. And I'm not talking about the racist thing, but it is.
What are you saying,
it is
Rick?
There.
Wait a minute.
It
what are you
there.
Saying?
It is there.
Are you saying that black people take drugs? You'll be saying they've all got rhythm next. What's wrong with you?
Oh my God! No, it's just funny because she's the number one woman sports person in the world.
Yeah.
I think she's the highest paid. She's the number one recognized. Everything as far as endorsements and all that fun stuff. I guess I think Porsche's left her. All the sponsors have left her, and they're kind of waiting to see what happens. But they're definitely distancing themselves from her immediately.
Well, I feel sorry for her. I think she's a very beautiful girl, and I'd like to go over there and comfort her.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she's worked on her game. Her game is beautiful. Her biomechanics, her preparation, she's worked hard her entire life. I think that she's built a foundation based on hard work and determination and will and a lot of other things that you can't take away from her. And I'm sure if she has a chance to play again, she'll still do very well. I doubt this is going to be something that enhances her performance, even 3%, but... That 3% could make a difference. So we'll see what happens.
It's just it's the narrative, really, isn't it? It's not the actual thing itself. It's the narrative, and people are very sensitive.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Rick, thanks for calling in, man. It's good to get a professional's point of view on this. Rick Conkey, tennis pro.
It will never affect your game, of course, because you've been built on bedrock.
I am. Listen, what is it you say about me? I'm your masterpiece.
You'll always be my masterpiece, yeah. Absolutely.
Thank you, Rick. You're very kind. All right. See you out on the court sometime, man. Take care.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Cheers. Rick Conkey there. He's a local tennis pro, and he's a very good tennis pro indeed. I'm sure you can find him online if you want to know more about that. All right. It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. KX93.5. Coming up, Mr. Michael Waldman will be here for Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness, where Mike brings in tracks and we talk about his extensive taste in music. His extensive taste in music? No, his extensive collection of music, that's what I'm trying to say. And he'll be here soon. And then later on this morning, probably about 9:30, 9:45, something like that, Laura Jean Anderson will be here in the studio to play live for us. Her hometown is Olympia, Washington, and she plays rock and roll. So that's exciting. It's KX93.5. It's 9 o'clock, just after here, in Laguna Beach, California, on the little station that could. It's Laguna's only FM.
Cut so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Ah, yes. Dun, 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 dun. What's wrong, Mike? You can't hear yourself.
I can hear myself fine.
Can you hear the music that's playing?
How about the whole world? I want the whole world
The whole
to
world
hear
can hear you.
The whole world hears me?
They can hear you. It doesn't mean they will. Or they'll want to. Of course they'll want to. It's the best bit in the old station, your thing.
I believe so.
Yeah, it is. Look, all the traffic outside stopped. It's
they
all stopped.
My wife said that I had to fight off my fans when I come into the radio station.
You do. You have to fight off your fan. Well, anyway, the people have stopped outside. I think the Coast Highway is quite chocker this morning. It's probably to do with 3rd Street Hill being closed, as usual.
Yes, sir.
While I was away in Japan, I every time I got that message from the city, which is every day, 3rd Street Hill's closed, I forwarded it to Tyler in Scotland or Ireland or wherever he is, just so he could feel like he was at home. I'm sure he was getting the same message anyway, but...
It probably cost you $25 to find out that 3rd Street Hill was closed.
You know, I haven't looked at my phone bill. I think I've been stitched up by Sprint. Seriously, I think I was... Because they told me that everything was free while you're away because you've got this special international plan. But I don't think it was. I think data, I had to pay for it. And we used a lot.
I know. I used to get those FaceTime calls from you.
Oh, right. So I think we're probably in a bit... I'm probably in trouble. I daren't look at it.
We'll have a fundraiser.
There you go. KX phone. Anyway, Mike Waldman's here. What were we going to do today, Michael Waldman?
Well, I was driving around in my car, and I was listening to my iPhone, and the Cars Candio came on, which you played a little bit of the Cars earlier today.
I did play that, and that was a mistake, actually, because I should really have saved it.
But anyway, I thought, what a great song, and then I started thinking about how I don't really know of any live Cars music, and then it dawned on me, yes, they played live at Live Aid. And I have a DV set of them.
Wow.
So I dug out my Live Aid DVD set. It's 36 years or something like that since
no,
Live Aid.
No, it's not. It can't be.
Yep.
No. Wait,
yes, we were all children.
36 years ago. Can't be. It's not that long ago.
It's either 36 or 31. I'll tell
I
you.
But it's 31. It must be because I was driving.
Does that make you feel better if it's only 31 years?
It makes me feel sick anyway. Wow.
So I pulled out that DVD.
Yeah.
And there's some incredible performances on there. And Live Aid's a really interesting concert. It probably was the concert that most people in the world have ever seen.
Yeah.
It had 1.9 billion people saw Live Aid on television. How is that possible?
I don't know. I didn't know 1.9 billion people had TV back in those days. I'm not sure we did in Britain.
Well, it was. I saw it happened in Philadelphia. I didn't want to go because I knew it was going to be a mess. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
But they showed a little bit on ABC, and then they showed a little bit on MTV, and then they showed another little bit on ABC.
Mm.
And so I was driving all around, trying to find a place that I could watch MTV because nobody had cable.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
So found a bar in Cape May, New Jersey, and sat down and watched a little bit of the Live Aid broadcast.
It was such a, I don't know if it was as big a deal here, but in Britain, this was the big, everybody watched it. There was nobody watching anything else. The BBC showed the entire thing start to finish, and it was on all day. And I remember going from house to house, friends to friends, and in the cars, people's cars, it was on the radio. I remember getting a cab. I've just got this memory of getting a cab, and I can remember exactly where I was in this cab, and Bob Geldof was talking, and I don't know, but the cab was playing it. Everyone was playing it. It was the biggest event ever. It was huge, huge.
And
deal.
It was huge in Philadelphia because that's where the other concert was.
Do you remember that Phil Collins flew? He did a set in London.
Yes.
And he flew to Philadelphia and did another set in Philadelphia.
On the supersonic jet.
Yeah, the old Concorde.
Yeah. Yeah. And ruin the environment just so they can be in both places. But anyway, the DVD didn't come out for over 20 years. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So they had all these incredible performances, and you may wonder why it didn't come out for 20 years.
Tell us why, Mike. Do you know why?
Because Bob Geldof promised the performers that all recordings would be erased.
Really?
Yeah.
In
case they did a lousy performance.
Right.
But that didn't happen.
No, he kept them all.
And then he started to see, with the advent of the internet, he started to see performances of Live Aid on the internet.
Huh.
So he said, I got to make some money out of this.
Yeah.
I got to donate the money.
Well, good for him.
So put together the set, and we're going to be listening to a few songs from that. And the first one we're going to be listening to is from the Cars' first album, Just What I Needed. Guess how many albums... The first Cars album.
2 million.
6 million.
Wow.
6 million.
Goodness me.
That's unbelievable,
yeah,
right?
That is a lot of records.
They were huge. 6 million for their first album. So this is from their first album, and this is live version of Just What I Needed.
Live version of Just What I Needed from Live Aid. What year was it, Mike? Come on, we've got to figure this out.
1400.
No, it can't have been.
It was held July 13th, 1985.
That's right. Joan of Arc was on it. I remember it well. 30, the Cars.
It was 31 years.
You listen to KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. That's the sound of the Cars from Live Aid. Have we discovered what? Do we know what year it is yet? 31 years ago.
1985, so 31 years ago.
31 years
ago.
And
almost 2 billion people watched it, had some incredible performances.
Is that not at the time, surely? At the time, when it was actually on...
Yeah, it was broadcast by satellite live.
And that many
all over the world,
people watched it.
1.9 billion people, according to Wikipedia.
That's the
most...
entire population of China and me at the time.
So bands like the Four Tops, but Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
bands like Run DMC and Rick Springfield.
I remember.
Crosby, Stills, Nash Young, Judas Priest. So this was a wide range and one of the first live performances that America ever saw or the world ever saw of Madonna.
Yeah.
This is when she first came out.
I remember.
Holiday. Led Zeppelin reformed for it.
Wow.
And they felt that their performance was so bad they refused to be included on the DVD.
Really?
And then there was a bunch of people that people were angry that didn't show up. For example, Springsteen didn't show up. His famous comment was, "I didn't think it was going to be such a big deal."
That's great. Good for him. That's great.
Dylan played with half of the Stones.
Yeah. And true. And, your phone's ringing, Mike. You want to take that call? Just take the call. It's all right. Take it. It's no big deal. Everybody will wait for you. The Cars, though, they never split up the Cars. They just stopped playing in 2011.
Yeah, well, they did split up, and then they got back together.
Reformed.
And they had a little band. Half of the band got together with Todd Rundgren, and it was called the New Cars.
What was that thing, Rico? Is it Rico Kasich?
Yes, yeah.
He had a band called Richard and the Rabbits.
Is that right?
Yeah, and the drummer, whose name escapes me now, David something, is an artist who's got a gallery in Boston. They're from Boston, from Massachusetts,
yep.
The band.
Yep.
Yeah. Your phone's ringing again, Mike. You know what? There's a little button on the side of it that you can turn that ringer off. I'll show it to you.
It's ringing on my computer, too.
We'll have to figure that out
for
next
time.
Yeah,
I'm going to turn the phone off and
that'll... No big deal. It's perfectly all right. So what have we got next?
Okay, so we've got Paul Young with guest Alison Moyet. And, Paul Young is a guy that I thought was going to be huge. He was handsome. He had incredible dance moves. He was a great singer. He did a lot of soul songs. He was originally the front man of a band called Cat Cool and the Cool Cats.
That's right. And then after that, he had a band called, goodness me. They were quite a big band. I'll look it up in a minute, but they were kind of a novelty group.
Yeah, and then after he kind of faded away, he's been in a band called
Los Pacaminos.
Yes, Los Pacaminos.
Yeah, I know them well because South London, he's a South London boy.
Yeah.
And he's always played the pubs in South London and still doing it, although his voice disappeared, you know.
Is that right?
He really lost his voice.
That's a shame. Great performer.
Famously is the brought back the fretless bass into pop music. His bass player was... a Welsh bass player with an Italian name who's now just gone. Pino Palladino, that was his name.
Ah.
And, I toured with him. Did I tell you that? That's why I know this stuff.
No.
Yeah, I toured with
him. Was it the Q-tips that you were talking about?
Yeah, Q-tips.
The Q-tips,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, fretless bass player Pino Palladino.
Yeah, really good. That first single. What was that first big single? Wherever I Lay My Hat, he did that song.
Mm-hmm. Which was a Marvin Gaye song.
Right, it's great.
Yeah, it reached number one in the UK singles chart.
He's a white soul boy. He told me some very, very dirty jokes.
Oh.
Really quite filthy jokes. Messed up jokes.
On the break, you'll have to tell me.
No. They're really messed up. But the band were great, and he was great live, and really nice, down-to-earth bloke. Very cool. Married a supermodel.
Well, watching Live Aid, this was the first time I ever saw him. Very impressed. Great soul singer, here he is.
Oh, yeah, it's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station, and we're doing Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness right here in Laguna Beach.
Good morning.
That's cool. We forgot to mention Alison Moyet. I was so intent on telling you that I know Paul Young.
Ah.
Right, because I'm so not brilliant and posh.
Well, what do you know about Alison Moyet?
I know that she is a big-selling artist in the UK, that's for sure. 23 million albums, that's a lot. When you consider that, there's only 70 million people in the UK, that's big. She's massive.
So one out of every three people in England like it, have the record.
She was one of those artists that was just... She was in Yazoo, the band Yazoo first. That's where we all first got to know her. And then, she went on to... She's got one of those voices. She's like Adele or somebody.
Yeah, very powerful.
Yeah.
Very, very great soul singer.
Yeah.
So that was the first time I'd ever seen either one of them. Both of them blew me away. Next performer that we're going to be hearing, this was a amazing performance at Live Aid by Queen.
Yeah.
I think this was the performance. I think Queen just completely killed everybody at Live Aid.
Yeah.
You can't point to anybody who was better, I don't think.
No, he blew everybody away. He was sort of at the height of his powers, Freddie Mercury, really.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, do you ever see them live, Queen?
I never saw them live.
No. Yeah, it must have been a brilliant experience because he was such a showman as well as an incredibly talented singer. So, yeah, but it was fun.
You know, just to show you the popularity of the band, Cars, which was very popular in the 80s, sold a total of maybe 35 million records altogether. Queen has sold 300 million records altogether.
Wow, 300 million records? That's impossible to fathom, isn't it? That's a lot of records. Where would you put them? So huge.
Well, you can put them on your iPhone now.
Right, of course you can, yeah. But at the time, what am I going to do with them? Too many.
Rent a warehouse.
You'd have to.
So what are we playing with Queen? Queen, we're playing...
Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
And this is from Live Aid. Right.
Once again?
We've been doing Live Aid, songs from Live Aid, with Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness.
For no apparent reason. It's not any anniversary.
No.
I was just driving around my car and I decided we were going to play Live Aid music.
That's why we love you, Mike, because you've got your eclectic. that's a compliment, actually. For you, that's a compliment.
Thank you very much.
You're just an eclectic mix of music here. And it's every week on KX93.5. Thanks for coming in, Mike.
Adios. See you next time.
To have it.
Awesome. Absolutely awesome. Laura Jean Anderson on KX93.5. Wow. Thanks for doing that. While Laura's putting her, Laura Jean's putting her guitar away, I should say that Pacific Coast Highway is closed at Pearl Street and Pacific Coast Highway going north. And that's because a black Suburban hit a motorcycle and the first responders are down there doing the thing that they do. So, that was at Agate, but the street's closed, or Coast Highway's closed at Pearl Street. If you're sitting in that traffic, sorry to see that, but if you're outside the window of KX93.5, give us a wave. No? Nobody listening? All right, whatever. Not to worry. All right, Laura Jean, you're on that one there. That mic there would be mic number three.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
You got here before the traffic got all crazy.
I know. We made it just in time.
You did. Thanks for coming down from LA. I know it's... Even though you're very gracious and very nice and you're like, oh, no, it's fine, it's fine. It is early in the morning. It feels early to me, so thanks for coming down and playing. Wow, so full-voiced, you know, first thing in the morning is so great. It's your youth, you see.
There you go.
You can do it. I'm croaking for the first 2 hours. Wow. So you have a new US, an EP just released, right?
Yeah.
Righteous Girl.
Righteous Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, let me move the screen out of the way so I can see you.
There you go.
Now we can have a conversation.
There you go.
Tell us about the record. Was that a song from the record?
It wasn't. That's actually a fairly new one. But yeah, the record just got released Friday, so pretty pumped. I feel like it's been a long journey.
Right. What are you writing about on this record? Is this tales of a desperately unsatisfying love life, or what is it?
Oh, I mean, I feel like that seeps into everything.
That's what rock and roll's all about.
Yeah, it really seeps in, but. A lot of it's super personal stuff that I was dealing with at the time, and I kind of explain it a lot as kind of lullabies to myself of trying to get through, you know, hardship, and then the songs came out, so...
Sounds like you craft... Listen to the song there for the first time. Sounds like you craft the words. You don't throw stuff away, right? Mm-mm. It's pretty crafted and well thought out.
Yeah, I feel like if you can't look at yourself in the mirror and say the words... then they're not honest. So.
Yeah, well, you come across as very... Just, I was thinking, you know, you come across very believable. Can you remember the first time you owned your lungs and sang and it felt right and good and expressive?
I was actually just talking to my mother, and I feel like maybe like the moment I came out of the womb, she was like, I'm the baby of five. And right. She's like, all my other kids just kind of, you know, they don't cry right away. And she's like, the second you were out, you screamed as loud as you can. So maybe I was, I don't know, that moment. But yeah, I sang at a young age a lot and always really loved
Did
it.
Did you?
So, yeah.
You know, my brother has got no musical ability whatsoever. I'm not a bad singer myself, but he's got no musical ability. And he couldn't hear when he was out of tune when we were kids. And so he would sing and it'd be horrible. And I'd be laughing and he didn't know why.
Yeah.
And I didn't know why it was funny either. I was just like a kid myself. So it's a thing that's either come, it's a natural thing or it's not. But you clearly, it's a gift, you know, to be able to throw your voice out like that. So tell us about gigs. Got some gigs coming up?
I do. I'm going to be a part of So Far Sound's residency coming up in LA, which every Wednesday night, which will be fantastic. And also on March 28th, I'll be playing the bootleg for their residency night. It'll be a fun night. A lot of friends' bands playing that one.
So right. Do you get to invite people to, when you do a residency, do you get people to come and get a say who's on the bill?
Yeah. For the So Far Sounds, it's, I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's kind of, they do private party. It's like not a private party, but private events in your RSVP. And it's kind of, it's really cool. It's for... it really focuses on having an audience that really listens to the music. So a lot of music lovers and...
And where are the events held?
This one's going to be in Los Angeles at a warehouse. And then the one on the 28th is going to be in off of Beverly in Alvarado in Los Angeles.
And so people have to go to the website, no doubt, to find out where these things are. It's quite an exclusive deal.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Good for you. Because people are, you know... Often you'll do a gig, people are not listening, blah, blah. This is a specific thing where you know you're going to a listening room, and that's very cool.
Yeah.
What's it called again?
So Far Sounds.
So Far Sounds. Mm-hmm. All right. And the other gig?
The other gig is at the Bootleg, which is one of my favorite venues. It's, I feel like, the gem in LA. So I'm
yeah,
excited
really cool
about that one.
Are you playing with a band or are you playing solo?
Playing with the band. So
that's
yeah,
interesting. So
a little more rock and roll.
What's the makeup of the band?
Drums, bass, and another guitar. So we have a lot of fun.
Yeah. Wow. Well, it's really nice to meet you, and you know the music's fabulous. I don't even want to. Sometimes Steph, our music director, she said, ask her about her musical influences. But I don't think that's. I always think that's a weird question to ask. Who cares?
Yeah.
You are what you are.
Exactly.
It's like your mum's. Like people say, oh, you look just like your sister. And your mum always says, no, you look just like you. You be yourself,
there
girl.
You
yeah.
That's
so awesome. Listen, it's brilliant to hear you, and looking forward to hearing that EP. Because we'd love to play it on
yeah.
KX93.5.
That'd be fantastic.
Would you like to play us another song while
yeah,
you're here?
Of course.
I'd appreciate that very much.
Awesome. All right, I'll squeeze on by.
Go on then, you do your thing, and I'll just say again, it's Laura Jean Anderson. Is it laurajeananderson.com?
Laurajeananderson.music.com.
Laurajeananderson.music.com, and Anderson is spelt the Danish way, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N.
Exactly.
And you can find her online, new EP, Righteous Girl, just released yesterday. You say yesterday?
Friday.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thanks for coming in. If I've been a little weird, it's because I'm jet-lagged.
Oh, no, you've been great.
Have I been all right? Good, because I'm not sure. I'll listen back later this morning and I'll be cursing myself. But here she is again, Laura Jean Anderson, live on KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM.
Thinking about tomorrow.